This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline right now and get that off your chest at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number. Put it in your speed dial and make us one of your favorites, and we'll love you forever. We already love you. We'll love you even more to have it that easy for you to dial us up. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd the Radio God Mitchell, what's on your mind today?
Not much. No? I'm tired of hearing from every Packer fan who thinks, oh, you must be scared now. Now you got to play the Seahawks. No, not scared.
So, why are you Packer fans scared?
Because they have to play Washington. Kirk Cousins is on fire right now.
That's what I keep telling him. I keep sending him the Kirk Cousins video. I mean, come on. Those guys are on fire right now.
Hey,
they're shortchanging them.
They lost, so they got to whine.
True.
Just ignore them. It's like a little gnat you got to flick away.
Some whine to go with that cheese.
Yeah, I got some whine going on there. Yeah. Manny, how about you? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is kind of the same thing Todd was just talking about.
What do you guys think? Football's all there is to life?
Yes.
Right now, yeah.
In January, yeah. Until the NFL season's over, then we move on to other things.
Well, I will admit at least one of the things on my list is whether or not Carson Wentz will play on Saturday. Of course, tomorrow afternoon.
What, football's
the
only thing on your mind?
Yeah, well, I said one of the things. One of the things. But that's kind of a big one. You think Carson Wentz, the Bismarck Century, a star alum?
Well, we're proud of him.
Had one heck of a year going and then gets hurt, obviously, and just a heartbreaker. And because they're in the national championship game, could actually play on Saturday. The team's being very coy about it, not saying anything. What do you think?
Could help his draft stock.
Exactly.
He plays well. Could move up further on the draft board.
Yeah, it could help it or it could hurt. It depends on how he plays. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you're Carson, you want in that game. You don't want to be sitting on the sidelines watching it happen.
There were guys who got him there. Almost as many scouts at the game out of Montana as there were fans. All looking at Carson Wentz. I mean, the guy is well thought of. Wes on our Facebook page says, if he isn't, will that help or hurt him in the spring NFL draft? Well, if he's not, I don't think anybody's going to think. Do you think anybody's going to think differently of that? But it's just been a while. That's the tough thing. You're going to have to rely on, you know, the memories of a few games. But I don't think anybody's going to say, hey, we're going to dock him from. I just think he'd have the chance to enhance his stock if he got in and did really well.
Well, you know what? There are plenty of star power quarterbacks in the NFL who are not high draft picks, so maybe he doesn't start out as on top of the ladder. He'll get there, though, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, so anyway, that's one of the questions today on the program, if you want to weigh on that. There's many. Fargo,
I assume you have some non-football thing on your mind, because Manny and I have football on our minds. And
well, I said, yeah.
Got raked over the coals for it. But
I have actually a list of five things here.
Five?
That are kind of percolating.
There's a word you don't hear much anymore, percolating.
The one that did involve football, I thought I'd throw out there since you guys were football obsessed
football
today. To start Tuesday's the program here. There's always something in the water in Fargo. I don't know what it is. I really don't. That could be a whole show right there. What's in the water in Fargo?
I know, because we in Bismarck Mandan kind of sit and watch you guys in Fargo and go, what in the world?
Well,
maybe we should just take you guys to Minnesota.
When one of these goofy things comes up, I always say, this is the reason everybody west of Castleton would just assume Fargo, you know, move to Minnesota. Because, you know, there's a lot of dumb things that happen here. And, mm-hmm. You know, basically, in my mind, it is a politically correct liberal mindset that has, infected. Is that the right word? Maybe a little strong.
Yeah.
Infiltrated a lot of the way of thinking. A prime example, Martin Luther King Day. We had this discussion recently. The mayor of Fargo said, you know, he believed that Black Lives Matter, and he wanted minorities to feel welcome here, so he really thought we needed a Martin Luther King Day. Now, mind you, the city employees long ago had said, look, don't make Martin Luther King Day a specific designated holiday. Let us have the option of taking it. So, you know, when it was a federal holiday, the local employees said, give it to us as an option, and we can use it as any, not a mandate. Well, no, it's not good enough because, why? Black Lives Matter. Which is the single stupidest phrase ever on the face of the earth. As to suggest somehow that black lives don't matter. And that unless you say that and believe that and put it on a little pin, that you're some sort of, racist hater. Which is why it just, you know, that term in and of itself drives me. All lives matter. Crying a lot. Human beings matter. And as soon as we start saying, you're black, I'm white, you're red, I'm yellow, we're in deep trouble. And, you can see where it's gotten us. Well, anyway, there was a fellow by the name of Tony Garrig, who is a conservative newest member of the Fargo City Commission, and he said, look, this is just politics. We're not debating whether or not to have this holiday. We're not debating. It's pure politics. He was right on. So he made the case against this. It was it didn't get enough votes. However, there was, big surprise, a liberal member of the Fargo City Commission that was missing that particular meeting. She's back. She voted in favor. Mayor gets as well. So what do you think of that? We brought you that story before, so I thought I'd tell you that. That's on my mind, this stupid political correctness we waste so much time on. It's a disease. It really is. It's why Donald Trump is doing what he's doing right now. Donald Trump can say all kinds of stupid things, and you know what? He gets that much more support because people are tired of it. They're fed up with it. You want to know why Donald Trump is where he is? Political correctness. Basically, a pushback against political correctness is what's going on. So January 18th, City Hall will close because a bunch of white people in City Hall, city employees, get the day off. Now we can be a welcoming community in Fargo for minorities. There you go. White people have the day off. People feel welcome.
Maybe it should be a day of teaching instead of a day off.
I've thought that a lot of holidays. Veterans Day.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have an all Veterans Day curriculum. We're going to go back and talk about these wars, what was fought, what was lost, what was won, what was sacrificed, all of that.
Because what does it end up being to kids in school? A day off. Oh, so we go play instead of recognizing and honoring veterans. We just goof around all day.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. The Mayor Tim Mahoney is successful in getting white people the day off so that we can now be a welcoming community for... It's crazy!
I'm with you. I'm with you.
The mayor said he did want to honor King by making it possible for employees to attend ceremonies the city had sponsored for years. Let him go to the events. Still have the day.
Texter said we should just rename it Little Minneapolis, which...
Which is
why, you know, those of us in the West have long said, just give it to Minnesota. They're practically a Minnesota city already anyway.
Another goofy Fargo thing, dispute over the yearbook photo with the youngster with the gun and the flag. Man. Remember that?
Yep.
Okay, and the dad protested, and they said, okay, we'll take it up to a superintendent, and he can decide whether it's still banned or not, because most of us thought the principal was overreacting a little bit. Well, Superintendent says that photo can't go in the yearbook. No way. Now, mind you, it fits nothing in the way of a policy for it, but the photo is not going in the yearbook. Little update on the that story there. Overly sensitive. So those things are on my mind. Oregon's on my mind. What do you make of this? What do you think is right in this? Standoff out there. I get a kick out of how these people are portrayed. I mean, any newspaper you read, I haven't watched a lot of news stories on this, but maybe you have, and you can clue me in. But I read a lot of papers today, New York Times, Star Trib, Wall Street Journal, and it's all like extremists. And then you go read like the name of the group, and they're like, you know, constitutional freedom. Oh, so now you're extremists when you're for constitutional freedom. I see how that works.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Scott. You know that.
Federal raids. Thought possible. Stop these people who, what are they doing? They're standing up for the Constitution. They're protesting in favor of the Constitution. Those crazy. Anyway, I have some on that. And then, of course, more on the gun loophole being closed. I don't even know why I use their language. You shouldn't use their language. But
yeah, really.
The president thought to be getting his pen ready.
It's called so-called gun loophole.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we know what you mean there.
Yeah, it's so-called loophole. There you go. Exactly right. Couple things on my mind. Now, you heard what's on Todd's mind, Manny's mind. Now, the operative question is, what's on your mind? Let us know at 800-228-0550 on these or any other stories today. Let's go on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with us, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs, and again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I don't know why we call it like our national or federal holidays. I don't know why we call them holidays, because a holiday is a holy day. That's where it comes from. It's like when people say happy holidays or on Christmas, it doesn't offend me because you're saying happy holy days, basically. But why we're calling MLK Day a holiday or Veterans Day a holiday and stuff, they're not really holidays. They're not holy days. They're just days to honor somebody or whatever. But holidays supposed to be a religious day of reverence or whatever you want to call it. It's a holy day.
All right. By the way, he's right. The old English origin of holiday is holy day. The definition is a day of festivity or recreation when no work is done. Which would be another one to say, is that really the purpose of honoring a great leader like Martin Luther King? See, what really bugs me is that, look, Martin Luther King has some extraordinary accomplishments. And, in fact, I love listening to his speeches and his words, mostly because you hear a lot of strong faith from Martin Luther King, which conveniently, folks like Mayor Mahoney and others that like to use Martin Luther King for the purposes of political gain to look as though they are Lily White, no pun intended, in the way of honoring a black leader and, you know, pulling the Black Lives Matter card, seem to omit and forget. But what bugs me about the debate over things like this is what gets lost is the accomplishments of the individual. And I honestly don't think it does anybody any good to have a day of festivity or recreation when no work is done, to use the actual definition, to honor someone who contributed mightily to civil rights in this country. Doesn't seem to me to be honoring his service or to have some phony hour-long observance either, right? There's a lot of things you could do differently. I love the idea of the schools and, you know, send city employees into schools to sit down, a couple each room and have a discussion with students about what he accomplished. Go over his speeches. Relive particular moments. Honor his life. There you go. Now you're accomplishing something.
A teaching opportunity.
There you go.
Just waiting.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Texter says, what about Carson Wentz? Done?
Well, no, it says we're supposed to talk about NDSU football. I didn't say anything about Carson Wentz, I guess. But
oh, just talk about
we
NDSU
need to talk
football.
More about NDSU football, yeah.
All right. Well, let me talk
and
about
NDSU
football.
And you're going down to Frisco.
Exactly right. Yeah. We'll be there broadcasting live Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, if this keeps up, we all might as well, you know, get some real estate there, you know, buy an apartment building or something.
It's
to get a place
fun.
To stay already.
It really is fun. It's a celebration, and, North Dakota really owns Frisco. It's kind of fun. Frisco embraces that. They love it. I mean, the restaurants all have signs up. They're welcoming. It's, hey, how are you? Good to see you. You know, it's a lot of fun. It really is. So I want to thank our sponsors that are making our broadcast possible from there. It includes our friends at First International Bank and Trust for over 100 years. Delivering on that mission of helping dreams come true one customer at a time. Muscatel Subaru, you find them in the Fargo-Moorhead area. All-wheel drive just makes good sense, right? Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Credit unions know their members have an appreciation for what makes their local services great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions. Shields has what you need. They do. Fan zone to end zone, Fargo to Frisco, Shields and Shields.com is the green and gold championship gear to get you covered. Proud partner of Bison Athletics at Shields. Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation. Giving Hearts Day is February 11th. 24-hour online give-a-thon helps charities in your community. Go to impactgiveback.org. Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service. Manny, real quick, where is that located? Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service.
West Fargo.
There you go. Manny wins a big prize.
Look at that. Huh?
Our friendly small-town customer service and well-trained ASE-certified technicians help the customers come back year after year. JW Kitchens, they're in West Fargo, too. Life happens in the kitchen. Gate City Bank believes that the banking world is better when you stay local. Mortgage loans approved and serviced locally. Means your mortgage lives where you do. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. RDO equipment. Nothing like that green iron. John Deere. And Brickhouse Grill in downtown Dickinson. Providing guests a memorable dining experience, both a delicious meal and an inviting atmosphere. Creative menu selections, highest level of service. Fun yet sophisticated evening. Brickhouse Grill, Dickinson. Eat there many times, great place. We'll see you in Frisco, folks. Should be a grand time. All right, some more of your comments here. Todd says, who's asking Hovind, Heidi, and Kramer about the abuse of power coming from the executive branch as they create new laws out of whole cloth? I thought the legislative branch creates laws and the executive signs it into law and enforces it. This gun show loophole order is hopefully unlawful. Enforcing it will be impossible. I believe unenforceable in court. You know, I guess for anybody that is now required to register as a gun dealer, and that's supposedly anybody that sells more than two guns, this is a pain in the rear. It will, I think, impact not a lot on people who buy guns. But it's just part of the war on the Second Amendment by the administration. But a larger point is exactly that. Look, you can't propose something in Congress, have it not pass, and then say, well, I'll just do it anyway by order of the pen. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And we need to hear about that from our members of Congress.
One more reason we need to have civics classes in schools so we could teach.
And you know, I'm not
branches of government.
I'm not satisfied with, oh, it's bad, it's terrible, it's awful. No, what is the plan to undo it? How do you take it on? And by the way, when you just let this stuff happen, that's how you end up with these things like out in Burns, Oregon, and what these folks are doing out there. By the way, the name of the group? Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. Ooh, that sounds like a scary bunch, doesn't it?
Oh, we can't have that.
Oh, my gosh, lock them up. What a bunch of nutcases they are out there. Citizens for Constitutional Freedom? Oh, my gosh.
Boy, what do they want next?
Oh, man, get the FBI in there. I can't even believe this. You got a and some of them, Todd, are wearing camouflage. Yes, you do! They got a name, Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, and they're wearing camouflage. Oh, my God.
Wow. How dare they?
I don't even know I can continue this show. It is just awful.
So if camouflage is bad, then what are we supposed to wear out in the woods and stuff?
I don't know. Larry says, just remember Carson Wentz was the Bison QB for their two losses. Easton is 8-0. Makes no difference. Bring either Wentz or Stitch in off the bench.
Isn't it a good problem to have?
Got a warrior scare the Gamecocks.
I'd rather have two capable quarterbacks than none and be going, God, I hope one of these guys can get it done.
Didn't Wentz win a national championship last year?
Yeah, but you know, we're conveniently ignoring that fact.
Who will start, folks? Who will, you think Carson Wentz will be the QB on Saturday? Jamie says, looks like they did just fine without him. Maybe he's overrated. Ouch!
Hey, have him ready. Ask the Broncos if they wanted Peyton Manning.
Larry's ripping on him because he lost the two games to the Bison, you know, for the Bison. And Jamie says he's overrated. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies. All four of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day. PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper, and $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1, big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each, or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss, for just $1.99. 1.5-liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Today on What's On Your Mind, later on this hour, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and Ryan Rauschenberger, the North Dakota State Tax Commissioner, will join us and talk a little bit about 2016 and how that looks for the oil and gas industry and the impact on tax revenue for the state of North Dakota. Any questions or comments you have for either of those two, welcome. They'll join us in about 10-15 minutes. In the meantime, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Brought to you today by PVE Schaeffler, providing a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. Jeff Holcomb, PVE Schaeffler. PVEschaeffler.com or call them at 701-628-4554. Also brought to you by MyPillow. 2016 should be the year you say, I'm going to dedicate myself to better health, and I'm going to get some better sleep, which helps health. Can't go wrong. Great deal when you use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Text Todd with your comments at 701-226-8503 or call us at 800-228-0550. Here's some emails. Let's see here. Carson Wentz, been one of our topics today, whether or not he'll play on Saturday. Carson Wentz's draft status will be mostly determined from his Senior Bowl performance. But as of now, many draft analysts have him going in the first or second round. So he's doing okay on that front. Our question is whether he'll be the QB Saturday. They've got something up their sleeve. They're definitely going to use him. But I don't think they displace Easton, who's got her done so far. Been a great story, really, when you think about it. But what do you think? Let us know. Another says, maybe they were wearing assault clothes, too. The media is really pathetic a lot of times. What is assault clothes? Manny, Todd, know what assault clothes are?
Got me, Manny.
I assume that text is referring to our conversation about the guys that, those crazy, wacky, you know, constitution-loving guys at in Oregon. The Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. We were talking about them wearing camo wear.
Hopefully the texter can set us straight on what exactly assault clothes
maybe
are.
Maybe they were wearing assault clothes. Yeah. He might be making a mockery of the assault rifle, label, which is the term that gets thrown around. Another texter, don't fix something that isn't broken. Stick with the kid with the hockey name. You know, I thought it was a hockey name too. It actually is a baseball name because his dad loved baseball, and there's an Easton bat. There's also Easton sticks, of course. And other Easton gear, but Easton was named for the baseball bat, we understand.
The bat, the stick, you stick with the stick name.
I can't remember how we know that. Do we have Easton on one time, or was that actually from Coach Kleiman? I can't remember, but we did ask.
I'm thinking Kleiman, but you might be right either way.
I was curious. Another emailer says, Fargo has had big man syndrome for many years. When I went to college in the early 80s there, the weather report on TV rarely acknowledged anything past Jamestown. Unfortunately, this political BS seems to be creeping everywhere. Just ask a college student anywhere around here. Sad, Scott, our generation sadly may be a dying breed.
Yeah.
He's tying together two topics from earlier. One on the stories about the banned photo in the yearbook because there was a gun in the picture. And also the political nonsense from it and also the Martin Luther King story at the city council, which we mentioned earlier as examples of something being odd in the water in Fargo. We have a question up on the Fargo School District decision to stick to its original decision on banning the yearbook photo with the dad who wanted the, his son as a shirt on, patriotic shirt, with a flag in the background, and a gun that the student made. Okay. And we said, so who's right here? Casey says, neither are. Darren says, there's nothing wrong with this picture. It shows his passion and his beliefs. There's no act of violence in the picture. Troy says, silly not to allow it. Jamie says, great picture. Wish I'd thought of that when I was a senior in high school. Holland says, clearly a fine, well-adjusted young man. Now, I think Holland's being a little sarcastic. Todd Manny, is your sarcastic meter pegging when you hear clearly he's a fine, well-adjusted young man? I think it might be a little sarcastic. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Todd votes yes. Manny, what say you?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
You don't sound really convinced with that, though.
By the way, the terrorists in San Bernardino were wearing assault clothes, according to the media. Texters clearing up that one. So all right, well,
on that, I'd probably agree, since they were suicide vests. No, I guess they didn't do the suicide vest thing, did they? Not there. That's the attire of choice for the terrorist. Randall says, so you all have no problem that this picture would be used in a yearbook then? And this is interesting. You got to go on my Facebook page to see this. But it is a black youngster holding up a handgun. He's got his hand on the pistol, and he's kind of got a look on his face like, I'm about to, point this in your direction. I look at the two pictures and I see a difference. With the flag and the patriotic gear and outside, I really do. I don't get a sense of the picture from the young man at Fargo North that he is wanting to advocate violence. He's proud of the gun he made. I guess if I didn't know he made the gun, but I don't. It doesn't say violence to me. It says I stand for the Second Amendment. Now the other one is a little more provocative. Because the gun's sort of the primary thing in the photo. I think what Randall does is force us to think, if you were in the position of this principal, what would you do? Jamie answers saying, I wouldn't think any different. If someone wants to look like a thug in the yearbook, have at it.
Yeah.
Randall responds, but hey, it's just a kid holding a gun minus the American flag. I don't see why this kid is a thug and the other kid isn't because he has a... It isn't because he has a hoodie on, is it? Here we go. Mitch says, why is this young man a thug, but the kid above is some kind of free speech hero? The kid with the rifle has the finger on the trigger as well. I support gun rights, including owning assault rifles like the one in the picture, but if the school doesn't want to allow that in the picture, in the yearbook, I'm okay with it. Troy says, Josh has a sport rifle that he built, referring to the young man, the student. The young man above, a handgun. What pastime is he involved in with his handgun? Can he own that handgun legally? Randall chimes back in. The debate is whether to allow guns in yearbook photos, not their extracurricular activities or how they obtain the gun. To me, they're both kids holding guns and neither should belong in a high school yearbook. Jamie says, Mitch, his finger isn't on the rifle's trigger. It's extended next to the trigger and trigger guard. Look closer. Boy, oh boy. We are getting down to the nitty gritty here, aren't we? Jeremy says, white kid with a rifle, Second Amendment hero. Black kid with a handgun, thug. What pastime is he involved in with that? Is it even legal? But no, it's not racism, right? Some very interesting points here. Troy says, Randall Black, opinions vary. Jamie says, Randall, if you can't discern the difference these two photos are projecting, I have nothing further to say. You and I know what the difference is. Tend to agree with him. Holland says, and that's why I love Facebook. That's in love in caps, in case you hadn't noticed. Todd says, time for Dad to move on. Push it anymore, and it'll just further cement the issue. In fact, it may move the policy to read, I understand that only head and shoulders images will be accepted. Sign this as part of your submission. The debate continues. Welcome your opinions on it at 800-228-0550. Gene in Valley City wants to talk about what's going on in Oregon. What do you make of these people that are so crazy, Gene? They are named Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. Can you believe that?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Scott, the case in Oregon. Right at this time, we better not be talking about guns, especially with Obama going to make an announcement at 11 o'clock about his executive orders on guns. The Oregon case, we need to talk about the facts about the case. The fact that these two guys have already served their time and they were then hauled in and resentenced to serve more.
Yeah, so we're talking about two different things here, and I should explain this in a little more detail for folks that have not followed it.
Let's keep the guns out of this.
What do you mean keep the guns out of it?
In Oregon, if they bring guns to this, this is going to play right into Obama's hands.
Yeah, who?
Scott, here's an excellent opportunity to get Tom DeWeese on and go back in history and look at Wayne Hague's case. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm listening. But I want to just explain something, Gene, for the sake of the rest of the audience. The protesters there have a specific aim in support of two local ranchers that have been arrested and put in prison over arson charges. And those are the two individuals you're saying have already served their time.
Yes.
Separate from that, they are fed up with the federal government and the way they are grabbing more and more land and interacting with the landowners. So they sort of had two aims there. And what I applaud them for, I honestly don't know a lot about these charges over the prison charges. But to my mind, some individuals with a name, Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, who are, you know, they're being bold. They've overtaken some federal reserve there, and which has been shut down, and they are trying to provoke a discussion with the federal government, partly in support of these local ranchers, but partly just to say, look, enough already. And I think that's great. If it's peaceful, that's fantastic. Now, what do you mean if they bring guns into it?
Yesterday, young Bundy said, we have a place, we have food for all your demonstrators, and bring your arms. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Do not bring arms. This is going to go nowhere, bringing arms to this thing. Protesting, yes, peaceful Martin Luther King, peaceful protesting. Constitutional peaceful protesting, yes, but he said, bring your arms.
You're thinking he's saying bring your arms because we're going to take on these federal agents? That's what he's saying?
I saw it on TV this morning. I saw it on last night. He was on with CBS, and he said, bring your arms.
Yeah. In other words, in your mind, he's provoking a fight with the federal agents.
Right. Wayne Hague case, three times he won in court his case. Last February 2015, his case was supposed to go to the Supreme Court. They refused to hear his case.
All right. We're going to dig into that a little bit and get some more of the particulars. I was obviously dealing with the fact that they are upset about the ongoing federal land ownership, but we'll talk more about it. Appreciate the call, Gene. Thank you, and we'll dig into a couple of the names you suggested as well. When we come back, Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. CNCFarms.com. If you're registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook, call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Love it before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. They're a Minnesota company, been around since 1946. And are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, okay? They've now expanded into Williston. That's right. Now, you spent the last year talking about, oh, things are slowing down, right? These folks are expanding and expanding their services. They now do bumper-to-bumper truck and trailer work, as well as if you need a tank part, they've got it, $15 million in their inventory. You can find them in Williston. Find them in Williston, very easy, Highway 2, just west of Williston. You know where Peterbilt is, Ramada, the Love's Truck Stop, they're out that end of town. And, of course, in Kildare, been there for a number of years, top of the hill, Highway 22. Polar Service Center, online at polarservicecenters.com, polarservicecenters.com. All right. Let's see. I'm going to get Fred and Wing in, and then we have a couple of guests going to join us in studio. And looking forward to our conversation with Ron Ness and Ryan Rauschenberger today on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, sir.
How are you?
I want to talk about this thing in Oregon. Last time when the militias had to go out and defend what was happening with the Bundys, they waited and they waited until all the court cases were resolved. And when they kept coming after him and kept coming after him, they went together and they went there to that place. The other time that they all got together and they took their arms and said they had to make a stand. Now it's come time to make a stand. And all the legal things that these two farmers could afford to do has been done. The thing about this was that all they did, they had permission to do the fire. And they burned 126 acres of federal land, which was part of their cattle operation, to protect them from burning. And they had permission to do it, and then they came after them, called them arsons. Fox News called them, said that they set fire to government land, like they didn't have permission to do it. Well, then they came after them. Then they served a term, then they came after them again. Now, what are we supposed to do? We can't go down there, because the last time the government came there with weapons. We have to go down there with weapons again, and that's what these people feel like. If we don't go down there with weapons and show a stand against the tyranny of these people, this is the organized militia standing against tyranny. Yeah, they're not out there trying to do something right away. They did it after everything else was exhausted.
And you've told me something I didn't know about the case. I've not spent enough time digging into this, but I have looked and tried to find a credible source on sort of give me this story from the beginning, and it's hard to find, and the media's not done a very good job of reporting on it as per usual, but you've done a pretty good job of giving us at least the cliff notes on the fact that the arson charge, an arson charge after you have permission to burn on federal lands doesn't sound like arson to me, so I can understand why they'd go up there and support them, and they are. But I promise this, we're going to dig into this case a little bit, find some local experts up there, and if you've got any other suggestions, send them along to us, would you? Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we will dig into this. But I appreciate the call, Fred. Nice to hear from you. Two guests in studio today who just wrapped up an eggs and issues conversation with a couple hundred folks for the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce. Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who joins us monthly on the program. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hi, Scotty. I'm doing well.
And you have Ryan Rauschenberger with you today, State Tax Commissioner. Hello, Commissioner.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Very good.
Nice to see you both. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. 2016, here we go. I'm guessing, Ron, you and your members would like it a little better 2016 than you had in 2015.
Well, we had a great crowd in Moorhead this morning for the Fargo Chamber event, and I think Ryan and I gave them a little dose of what we expect in 2016 and a dose of reality, but yet big long-term optimism and a focused on the resource that the Bakken is and the tremendous amount of tax revenues that are still there, and Ryan can talk about that. But I talked about the fact that this resource is there. We're going to produce this resource. We're still producing 1.1 million barrels of oil a day. That's a tremendous economic driver, and it was great. I think almost two-thirds of the room stood up or raised their hand when we asked how many companies in Fargo or in this room are doing business in the Bakken or engaged in the Bakken and really interested in engaging crowd.
It seems to me that east-west divide goes down more and more all the time, and it's very evident at events like that. There's an insatiable appetite for information about what's happening out west and also an interest, isn't there, Ryan?
Well, absolutely. And one of the things I talked about was one of the things I really tried to emphasize was with the oil tax in North Dakota, that goes to benefit the entire state. The entire state's involved in the Bakken play. It isn't just the western 17 oil producing counties. Like Ron said, two thirds of the room has some involvement that has an impact on the entire state, the entire region, all this oil development. And one of the points that I think Ron made that's important from a revenue collection standpoint is, even with Bakken crude, the NYMEX price being about $36 right now before discounts, we're still producing over 1.1 million barrels per day. That means even at these low prices, the state will still collect anywhere from $3 to $4 billion this biennium. That's amazing. We're still collecting over $140 million a month these last couple months alone. And that's at really these very, very low prices. And that goes, those dollars go to help water projects across the state, education funding across the state, the legacy fund for these long-term trust funds to stay well funded.
All right. If you have questions or comments for these two, they're certainly welcome today. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. They'll join us for the next couple of segments here. Take your calls. We'll take a break for news and weather and come back with more after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.